Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Francine. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Mark. I have a work order number for you.
You said Mark?
Yes.
Okay, hang on just a second, Mark. DMS is so slow. All right, what's that work order number?
0781F66C.
Thank you. Hang on just a second. For Don McCobb at 26 Townsend Avenue?
Correct.
Okay, what's going on?
We're trying to locate the gas range. It wasn't staged this morning, and I'm here, and we don't have the range. And we had a contact number, which was incorrect. I couldn't get a hold of them en route, so we just showed up, and there's no appliance here. So it wasn't at the warehouse, and it wasn't here. So he's been having struggles trying to get this thing in. We were here one time. There's critical height issues. Returned the gas range at one point, and I believe what the customer's telling me, it just went downhill from there.
Okay, hang on. There's a ton of notes on this order, so just let me read for a minute, okay?
Okay.
What'd you say? You're a plumber?
No, I'm not a plumber. But I'm saying the whole permit, is that just in the past year because of all the fires? The thing, because, I mean, to be honest, I think it was you guys, St. Plumber Company, installed the oven like three years ago in a different house.
There
was no permit pulled or anything.
No, so. The shutoffs are critical. Heights are great.
Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely like
that was charging you money for it, and then, we're kind of forced to do permitting. You don't want to do the permit.
I mean, who pulls the permit?
Me.
Okay.
Online.
Instantly?
Whatever. The time of minute. I mean, I'm driving around now, but I do it online. And then I come over.
At the end of the day, he goes home and he's not doing his permitting and whatever.
I mean, I know about permits. You need a permit to pull to do work in a house.
No, as long as you pull it, you don't have to have a permit before you pull it, though.
I have plenty of plumber to pull permits to do work in a house.
Well, I can't. I'm not going to pull a permit if I don't know what's going on yet, if I'm arriving. And then,
I'm not mad at you guys. I'm mad at the situation, which I blame Best Buy for the most part. My 2-year-old daughter's coming out.
So you were there to install the gas range?
I was attempting to install a gas range, but it wasn't on site and it wasn't staged at the warehouse.
That's why I've never mentioned one thing about the height stuff, but a permit, that would be hard for them to forget. So, I mean, that needs to be done. They need
I do Home Depot and Best Buy. It's the point of sale that's supposed to be telling everybody. I'm not the only truck. We got like 15 trucks running around.
Yeah.
And we all do the same thing. We're all brothers. We do critical heights. We make sure you're safe. We're safe. We don't want the town chasing me. The sick old plumber just left. What do you do if that happens? I'm forced to.
Once again, I'm up like when you guys actually had the range and stuff. They told me the height thing. I wasn't mad at them. I was pissed. The Best Buy never told me.
Mm-hmm.
But so I get it. I'm not blaming you guys. But once again, it's just I don't work. I didn't hire you guys. If I had hired you, then I'd be saying you guys didn't tell me. As far as I know, you guys work for Best Buy. That's my point. Is all this stuff I feel like needs to be figured out by you guys and that, mm-hmm. and then someone tell me a resolution. I don't.
That's
I've already honestly. I've been on the phone 2 hours today with dealing with this. I've been on the phone for mine 30 hours dealing with this. Not sorry, exactly 10+ hours. But I've been in the store about 4 hours dealing with it, and it all stems from the guy that originally set it up.
Mm-hmm.
Just sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't tell anything. Set it up as all different, the poor hallway guy's been to my house 5 times.
Oh my God.
He was here again today. The thing's never even been disconnected. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's why they had to call you guys and ask that you could haul this away as well.
Yeah.
They said they did.
Right. I bring in a I bring in the newbie.
Yeah.
Normally I bring it from Best Buy. I bring it. Disconnect. Haul the one away.
Yeah. I mean, supposedly it was a different person hauling away, and then they called. They contacted you guys earlier about. I mean, someone talked to your office earlier that that you guys would take it. You probably just.
Yeah.
They probably just assumed like you,
yeah,
you would care. But I just I don't know. I don't. I'm not. I mean. If you had it, I would say do it, and I would pay you, and I would go to Best Buy and get my course to get my money. But I just don't. There's none of these things I've heard of before. Best Buy never said anything about term.
Yeah. Talk to any. You could talk to any of your Pullman friends and say, "Hey, that critical aid is that crap?" And they're like, "No,
no,
it's not crap."
No, no, no. I believe it. I believe the permit and everything too.
Right,
I'm not
right.
saying you're lying.
Oh, I know, I know.
I'm just saying
I
didn't. No one told me that. I'm not paying. You know what I mean? Whatever the like a half the price of the thing I bought.
Yeah, I mean,
mind you, Black Friday, it was November.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying, to be honest with you, I know it wasn't you.
Bear with me here, okay?
Yep.
Doing everything, all the measurements and all this stuff. No one. I blame your company too. This. Why was someone here Friday to do all that?
Right.
They tell me. Any of that.
Normally we do. We pull it off the hole and say, "Hey, guess what?
The
warning, heads up." Heads up. We got to disconnect, and that's a bad shut off. We have to put the new one in.
Yeah. I mean,
not that Home Depot yellow cheapo stuff. It's you know, we have to put product proof stuff in.
Yeah.
Anti-tip, critical height. You're going to control. It's not here. And then you know the permitting and all that. I mean,
the issues out there. Yeah, it's a very active. The thing is, like, right when you guys leave, no matter, I'm going right to Best Buy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to believe you guys, but I mean, I need this installed like this week. I don't, I needed it. You can even check it out, like she said, checking the notes. You guys were here. This is. You guys started a fourth trip being out here. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, it's a waste for everybody.
It's a waste for everybody. Exactly.
Exactly. I hear you.
It's like, it's just insane. You know what I mean?
I mean, I have no problems with, you know, the permit fees or whatever the price is, and then I coordinate them to come out here, but tell them, like, Braintree, making pain in my ass.
Yeah.
Real bad. I have to come all the way out here standing with them to do that. That's why the permit fee goes up.
Yeah.
You know? That's why it goes up. Randolph now is $300.
Yeah.
$300.
I'm just saying, that's why I need to tell you. Like, you paid, put it this way, I paid for installation, right? Wouldn't like I paid for you guys to come out here.
You're
I just
to
bought
tell
it.
You that installation
that's what I'm saying.
Was if every
that's what I'm
up
saying. That's my point.
Yeah.
So they should be adding that on there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not saying I don't believe you guys. At the same time, I don't want to just stop paying someone. I didn't hire you guys. I have literally no paper trail with you guys.
Right.
Okay,
honestly, guys,
I've got to call DOD. Okay.
Okay. Very good.
I'll be back.
Which I know you're not doing. I'm just saying, I don't have any. You know what I mean?
If we showed up, and you're absolutely right, you didn't hire us. You hired Best Buy to get somebody in here to do the install. So at the point of sale, that's when all that should be addressed.
Yeah.
So there's no. And then we get past that.